My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hey there. I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How'd you sleep last night? What are you doing this weekend, man? Happy summer. How's spring break? Prom season.
Is it prom season? No, it is prom season. I've been seeing posts on Facebook about, oh, this kid's going to prom, or this is at prom.
Post Malone? No shit.
What are you talking about, Post Malone?
You said you've been seeing Post. That's what his friends call him, Post.
Okay. All right. I meant I saw people posting on Facebook. Oh, my niece is going to prom this weekend. Cool.
Yeah. What about dads posting their daughter's picture on Instagram?
What?
What do you think about parents posting their kid on Instagram in their prom dress?
Who cares?
Random question.
Do you have a problem with it?
What if they say the kid's hot?
What are you talking about? No one says my kid is hot.
I saw a post like that one time.
You did not.
Yeah, I did.
What did it say?
Look at my beautiful daughter.
That's not the same thing as hot, Ray. Everybody tells their daughter they're beautiful.
But yeah, I usually don't see these people's kids until it's prom season, and then I get a lot of dress pictures up on the feed.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying it's prom season. It's like, oh, your parents are so proud of you going to prom. Great. Congratulations. And I'm like, dang. I remember prom. I mean, what year is this now? I'm 42, so gosh, my prom was 25 years ago.
Ray, a debutante.
25 years since I went to prom.
Sadie Hawkins.
That's wild.
Yeah, it's all about times weird like that. That sounds very old, but when you think about how long we've been in Nashville, it seems as though it's been 30 years. We've been here 10 years.
11 years.
11 years. That seems about right. Pandemic seems forever ago. Dude, that seems like a different life.
It does seem like a different life. And those years have all faded together. Like the last 4 or 5 years have all faded together. And I'm not sure what year, what happened. Like, I don't know.
Chronologically.
Exactly. Like, I know the pandemic started in 2020.
Correct. March. It was right after the tornado.
Well, the only reason I know that is because my second son was born 10 days later, tornado, a couple weeks after that, pandemic.
Demi, yep.
It was a bam, bam, bam crash course.
Corona novel virus, Ray. Okay. Corona 19. Right.
Let's start the show. I mean, yeah. We're talking about absolutely nothing. You started it being weird about talking about, oh, they're hot. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, Skip Bayless is back on TV.
Hey, he looks old, man.
Who, hey. Paul Pierce is back on TV?
Didn't know that.
Last time he went live with some strippers and blow.
I don't know if there was blow. I know there were strippers.
Blow your nose.
Oh, Kleenex. Yeah. Kleenex, yeah.
Arnold, are you here today?
Yep, sorry.
Ray is off his rocker today.
Dude, on the Big Sure, I don't talk for 4 hours.
So you just come out yelling random stuff now?
Yeah, I haven't
like
really.
Like making no sense?
Yeah, sometimes if you don't talk, sometimes I remember my mother. My mother would say I didn't talk to anybody all day when we would come home from school. And it's a thing. Sometimes people just don't talk to anybody. If I go 5 hours, I haven't pieced together a thought yet. Get off my nuts.
Okay.
I will get off, Ray.
I was never on, but that's okay.
The ride has ended.
Please exit to the left.
Choo-choo! Oh, all right, Arnold, are you going to get over here?
Yeah, sorry. Me and Abby were kissing.
All right, that's enough. Not during the show. It is a Fri-yay, though. I don't care if you get a little neck. All right, we're going to do it live. Arnold, get over here, man. We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers! What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Y'all, it's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the north side of Nashville with Baser, my wife. We do have a farm, a ranch. We just got it mowed for the first time. 3 acres, only charged me $60. I'll be hot damn, that's a great deal, I'd say, in the state of Tennessee, man. That grass was luscious, thick, it was a jungle, by God, it was green, and it was a lot. And he did a great job, we got lines.
And did he draw a design? Did he like put like a face in the field?
No, it was really just straight right now. Oh, right, straight, that's new today. And it looked good. So that's it, man. Happy weekend, Fri-yay, good day, a-yay. Over to you, man.
I had your nightmare scenario, Ray. I watched it unfold in a parking lot.
Two dudes, no chicks?
Nope. Parking situation gone awry, and I sat there, I observed it the whole time, and was like, Ray would be having a heart attack.
I'm guessing parking charging in a tow truck.
There was no tow truck, but there was only four. It was a little parking lot. It's like where you get your to-go food. And then everyone else is supposed to park across the street in a parking lot, whatever.
Oh, similar to Bok Bok?
Kind of like Bok Box.
Okay.
It's a little place where you can sit outside and eat. And so we're sitting there eating, and there's four cars that are parked in the to-go like parking spots, right?
This is a good pork missile.
Now, it wasn't a pork missile. It was pho? Oh,
no, you're trying to say.
No. It was like a bowl with noodles and chicken.
Yeah, no, that's pronounced.
Okay. Well, anyway, we're sitting there.
So, Ray, I was having a little bit of.
And so there's four cars kind of parked, you know, like diagonal in their spots.
Yeah.
And another Uber Eats driver or whatever comes up, and he parks straight ahead. So he's behind the four cars.
Nightmare.
And he's in a big truck.
Nightmare start.
And it's like, okay, this is where it's going to get hairy. This is it.
Because there's a backer outer.
There's going to be a backer outer.
Ray, don't be a chimer inner.
And then someone parks behind the truck.
Pull three deep.
And I'm like, oh, no, this is so bad. So the guy in the truck comes back, and he's like, whose freaking car is this? Whose car is this?
What'd you say, wife, kids, who's there?
No, me, wife, kids.
And a random friend of mine.
No friends, just us.
You always have these people we don't know about.
Yeah, I'm going to dinner with some neighbors tonight. We're going to go eat and sit on a patio and let the kids run around.
I rest my case.
Some neighbors I've never gone to dinner with, so we will see how that goes.
Little Wayne, squirrel!
What in the world is he doing?
This show just gets... these are people back from the dead. I thought Skip got canceled. I thought Paul Pierce could never be on television again after his Instagram Live and Lil Wayne is breaking down the NBA playoffs?
I didn't know that. But anyway, so as that car is behind it, he finally comes and the guy's like, hey, you're behind me. I can't get out. So the car goes, okay, moves forward and parks to the left of the truck.
Beep,
so now it's even closer to the four cars that are parked in the spots.
Yeah.
And
parking's at a premium in Nashville.
So then the truck starts to back up. Another Uber driver whips in there. So a four parking spot parking lot now has seven cars in it.
Yeah, there's not enough parking in the city. So somebody's got to sidewalk it or go around the block. Or a person just doesn't get their food.
Big truck is sitting there going, get the f*** out of the way. Get the f*** out of the way. And so the guy backs up. The truck gets out. And so he pulls up next to the car. So there's two cars facing north and four cars pointing east.
Oh, yes, north. That explains
it. And just description, okay?
Parallel perpendic, right?
So one of the guys that's parked east is trying to back up.
Perpendic.
But he's going to hit the car behind him.
Because they're perpendic.
And he's looking out the window and he gets out and he goes, hey, man, and the guy was like, I'll direct you.
No, you won't. It's my car. Thanks.
So he gets back in his car and he starts backing up. I mean, there might be inches to spare.
Yeah.
He is going to, I mean, they're going to scrape.
I know the spot you're talking now.
And he starts backing
up. Yeah. I know. We used to go there.
And so he gets to about an inch from that car and he gets out and he goes and he looks at it and he's talking to the guy. He's like, you're just going to have to move. You're going to have to move. And the guy's like, I mean, it would have been quicker for the guy to just back up, let the guy back out. He could have pulled in, got the food he's supposed to go deliver, and be gone. But instead, he is sitting there for 5 minutes trying to guide him out of the spot. The time management was absolutely horrendous, and I could see you having a heart attack with all these cars trying to park in four spots. So finally, the Uber driver's like, I'll move. And he goes, it's about effing time you move. And the guy gets in the car, slams his door.
It's about fun time, kids. That's what
he was
saying.
Reverses it out and peels out of there. And the Uber driver pulls in. Thought we were going to have a fight. And I was like, this is Ray's nightmare parking scenario. I probably didn't even describe it well enough.
Kids, lucky you know. No, you described it great. I couldn't understand it.
You want me to draw you a diagram?
No, not another soccer stadium. No, for the love of God, no, dude.
Car, and then cars parked like this.
Ray, there's mayonnaise and mustard.
See,
you know
there was cars parked here, and then they parked behind them like that.
Where's the salt shaker?
Salt shaker was right here on my table. Never mind. Whatever.
The kids, eat your yogurt, your parfait.
It was hilarious to watch. I thought I was going to see a fight over parking.
Dude, I can't believe you brought a parking story. Mine isn't even a story, but I drove to CVS. Remember that one?
Yeah.
There used to be parking right up there. There was none. I go to the lower deck, none. I go back to the top deck. I had to sit there until somebody left CVS so I could pull into a spot. School must be in session at Vanderbilt. No idea. Then I go to my ATM, okay? Got to get some cash out. I want to be cash heavy. I like to roll the weekends with some cash in my pocket, okay? And so, bro, you can't even make a left into my bank, into Regions. So I had to go through the light, acting like I was going on to 444-4, whatever it's called. Then Huey in the middle of the road back to Regions so I could then make a right into the ATM. Parking situation number two. Parking situation number three. I go to my place on West End. What was it? That was the third one. What was the fourth one? There was a second one. Was it this parking garage? Did somebody steal my parking spot? Squirrel! I swear there's the gas. That's what it was. So here's what it is. There was CVS. There was Regions. Then I pull into Citgo. All I want is gas in my car. I'm a working American. I can afford gas to put in my vehicle. Okay. I pull in. I circle the pumps 10 times. There's no gas. Everybody's parked in there. There was a couple pumps. One had I think the homeless guy with a car pulled in and he was just sleeping into one of the busiest gas stations in Nashville. So I'm not going to knock on his window and tell him to move. And then I suspect some of the other workers driving an Escalade just parked into a gas pump and it served as a parking spot for him because nobody kept coming to the car. It just sat there for 10 minutes, which is totally uncalled for and a highly fireable offense. I could have reported them, but I couldn't get gas. So then I had to wait all the way until I got to my hometown, Eureka, and then I was able to get gas in Eureka.
So it really wasn't important for you to get gas right then. You just felt the need. If you could drive all the way to Eureka, you weren't really that low.
Oh, no. It was low, bro. I had the light on the entire drive. I was panicking. All because the gas station, you couldn't get in to get a pump. And then also, they decided to deliver ice, soda, snacks, chips, corn, cotton candy at noon. Probably not the best time if you're a delivery guy. Maybe schedule that at 6 a.m. or 6 p.m. Thanks. I'll hang up and listen.
They probably had other deliveries at 6 a.m. You have to understand that there's a route that they have to go by. And no matter what, at least one gas station is going to be the noon drop-off. So I'm sorry it was unfortunately the one you were at, but he can't be at every gas station at 6 a.m.
You drove down West End.
Have I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Smoothie King, ass ripped out of it. Doesn't even exist anymore.
There was a Smoothie King?
Yeah, it was kind of in the middle there. The football stadium?
Oh, yeah, the Smoothie King. They tore it down.
Correct. Remember the football stadium? There's a road.
Yeah, that's closed.
Yeah, that road's now a dirt road, just like Al Dean sings about. But we can't play the clip.
But my question is, that whole road is fenced off, right?
Yeah, you can't even get in there.
So why does that light still work? They still have, they have the entire road blocked off. It is dug out. The fence is around it because they're expanding the Vanderbilt football stadium.
Yeah, go Vols. Go, what is it? Dorum, Dickum. What is it? Anchor Dick.
Oh my gosh. This dude, I don't know what the hell is going on this Friday's pod.
Squirrel!
He is, I mean, this is so bananas. There is nothing we can talk about because he is all over the place. But
I'm trying to go for the ratings, man.
I drive by that stoplight and I'm like, I do not understand why this is not just continuously green, because there's no one that's coming off that street. So you don't need to have a rotation of where you're going to have a red light and a green light. It should never be on. It's not open. The street is closed.
Thought the exact same thing. Our light out here at work on Music Row, it doesn't need to be working at 1 a.m. That's why I run it every time. There's a light near where I live. Doesn't need to be running at noon and midnight when I'm going. Noon it does. I take that back. Midnight, it doesn't need to be running.
No, midnight, I disagree with you.
I run that light every time. I'm not sitting at a red light when it's not necessary.
I get it. If you pull up, you stop. And maybe it should be a blinking red light where you can stop, look both ways, and go. But it needs it. Like that one at the coming on the Music Row, it definitely, because that's blind right. You can't see. You can't just have it green. You know what I'm saying?
You hear that, city? Fix that, man. Fix us. Fix your government, man. Who, I don't know who you voted for, but fix this shit.
I have no idea. I have no, like,
Ray, this is going to be a ratings bonanza, Ray. You're gold.
No, people are going to be like, what in the hell are we doing? Like, this podcast is all over. Is there something wrong?
No, all week I've listened to Bones, Eddie, you, and Amy. Sometimes I forget my personality.
Right now you're trying to figure out who you are?
I'm relearning my personality.
So you're like someone that's been in a car wreck that's relearning how to walk.
Yes, terrible analogy.
What was that?
But let's go with it. Ray, somebody that just got eaten by an alligator. Let's use that as an alligator analogy.
All right, we're gonna take a break. I'm going to let Ray get his thoughts together because he has not had one clear thought since we started. And we'll be right back.
Come over here, Ray. Give me a spanking.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today, and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ray, are you on acid?
I'm wondering if you're on something. I have no idea. I can't tell. I don't know the truth of the matter, but whatever.
Dude, this is my favorite part of the day. I work on interviews. I work on the big show,
no,
running
understand.
Buttons. This is the most enjoyment I've had for 8 hours of my day. I don't understand what it's hard to understand about that.
No, I understand enjoying it. I just don't even know what's coming out. I don't know.
And it's Friday.
I can't follow you.
It's Friday.
Yeah, play in tonight. Final playoff spots. Yay. But
tough
everybody's
to bet.
Hurt. Everybody's
tough
hurt.
To bet. Yeah,
everybody's hurt.
Without Zion, you got to think Pelicans, actually, surprisingly, as good as their home base is, they play bad at home. They play better on the road.
Kings are going to roll them.
It's a weird one where you'd almost go Kings.
Not almost. I'm taking the Kings. I'm just picking them in my head. Like, I don't see how you win without Zion.
I ain't betting an individual
game. Well, I'm not betting. I'm just saying, watching wise, Kings are going to play. Who's the number one seed? The Warriors? No, not the Warriors. They're out.
Yeah.
The Thunder.
Thunder.
But anyway.
Thunder number one?
Yeah.
And Nuggets got two or something?
Yeah,
three.
Thunder are one. Nuggets are two. T-Wolves are three.
Who do you think's finals?
If the Celtics don't make the finals, it's an absolute choke job.
Travesty, Ray, a sham.
No, really. If they do not make the finals, it's an absolute choke job.
I got my map out here so I can
see. So, last year we slept on the Nuggets. They were the
Who
number
the fuck do they play?
Who?
It's all white. The Celtics play a blank square?
Yeah, they play the winner of the Heat and Bulls game.
Okay. Yeah, the East is very easy.
Yeah, it's garbage, as I like to say.
T-Rash. Yeah, so I would say Celtics really should go to the finals. And then the only trouble, Nuggets, you got to think there's going to be something weird with the Suns or the Wolf. Whoever comes out of that game.
The Suns and Clippers are the only ones I think they can give. I mean, we're sleeping on the Thunder. Because we slept on the number one seed last year was the Nuggets.
Who do they have besides egregious Alexander?
Josh Giddey. They got Jason Williams. They got two of them.
Yeah, Giddey. He's dating a girl.
No, he was not. He's not. Allegedly, he was. That was, yes. But they have a squad. They got both the Jason Williams. They got Dort.
Defender.
I mean, he shoots a three every once in a while, okay. But I mean, they're just loaded with talent.
Got to be real. I haven't really seen him this year.
Because they're under the radar because no one talks about him because they're in Oklahoma City and you're thinking, and you look at it and you're like, good God, how much of a fleece job. They got SGA and 5,000 draft picks for Paul George. Who's better off? Who is better off? The Thunder.
Not hand over fist.
Who's the?
They've been playing. Clippers have been playing good ball and playing well together.
I understand, but they've won nothing. Their window is. I mean, if it's not closed, it's very close to closed. The Thunder are just starting. SGA's just coming into his prime. They are phenomenal. They won that trade 100 times. So I'm going to take the Nuggets versus Celtics in the finals.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Why is that terrible?
I mean, I have Nuggets Celtics. And Vegas has Celtics.
I just don't think.
I combined them, Celtics. Hey, and the only bet that there is to bet, you can't pick a winner if you want to. You go Nuggets 3 times your money, Celtics 1.5 times your money. You can do a bet where you don't have to pick the winner. It just has to be Nuggets and Celtics 2 times your money. No winner, just who makes it to the finals. I like that one because you don't have to pick it.
I don't. That's the problem. If we're both picking it, if we're both saying it,
but the
it's
only,
too obvious.
No. We said that about the UConn.
You can't go back to back.
We just need to be on record saying that.
You can't.
The Golden Knights, hey. The Vegas Aces, the Chiefs, and the UConns.
But Vegas Knights have not gone back to back.
They're going to because we're going to say that for NHL in a week.
You can't go back to back. The Chiefs did it. The Aces did it. The UConn Huskies did it. So there's no way the Nuggets can do it. We cannot. There is no chance.
No chance.
That four major sports.
Go back to back.
Go back to back in the same year.
And in
there
the
is
same
no
year,
way.
We're on record. We've already, tainted and just absolutely just tore apart all audio saying that no team will ever go back to back. But it's happened every single time we say it.
It is so hard to go back to back. But how, there, you can't do it. Jonte Porter already bet on the Nuggets.
Laugh track. That was the guy accused of betting. Yeah, you look
no,
at
no,
the
not
East.
Accused. Not accused.
He did.
He did it.
Whoa, man. And it's with the NBA, with how that goes, East is so easy. The only risky thing is with the Nuggets. I mean, the Celtics, now that they picked up the unicorn. And you got to think.
The unicorn is so good.
They got Holiday, right?
Yeah.
That's just a solid squad. He has a little bit of injury with the knee, but he's fine. That's just a squad. You got Horford off the bench. He's in a wheelchair, though. They got him a ramp into the stadium.
He's pretty damn old.
And the Nuggets, they're a team with two. They got two levels because you got then the Reggie Jacksons on the bench. You got another Braun guy, some guy, you know, you got all of them.
Oh, from Christian Brown?
Somebody.
From Kansas?
Yeah, they're deep. I was going to say from your place. I wasn't for sure.
Yeah, and his brother played on our team this year at Parker. He was terrible. He was not anywhere near as good as his brother, and I don't know why he was on our team, but the Kansas Jayhawks are loaded.
You guys got loaded. Beat by who in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1?
Gonzaga.
You got it just in time.
No, I knew that.
Needed to see if you're a true fan. Who'd the Vols lose to?
The Vols?
5. No, I got to do it. 4, 3, Purdue. It's tough to count and talk. Purdue? Was it Purdue?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that game.
Yeah, I think they lost to Purdue.
Elite Eight. They hadn't made it to the Elite Eight in a while. I didn't know that.
Did they lose to Purdue?
Yeah. I watched the whole game on a Sunday. It was sad. Bazer said 100 times, it's just not fair that that guy's tall. There should be some sort of rule where he has to, or where the refs don't call it exactly the same just because some of the stuff he gets away with, which I kind of saw her angle on that.
What? Excuse me? You're going to punish him for being big?
Not punish.
No, if you're not going to call it the same, what do you mean? You want to make special rules because of different size players.
Because to get up to his level, you have to make some more aggressive moves to where you maybe can get
so
on
So you should be
bit.
Able to climb on his back because he's taller than you?
Not that. You should just be able to do a little bit more. Just even it out.
Like what?
Grab him a little bit.
So what about the short people? Like Muggsy Bogues, what special rules should he have? Everybody has to clear out of the way because he's short?
No, it's just that you're closer to the goal. It would be a soccer player with a 10-foot leg, not the third leg. It would be a football player that's closer to the end zone every time. A tall basketball player is closer to the goal. It's unlike any other sport where your height makes you closer to the objective. And we rest our case. We developed that theory on a random Sunday in the country. Thank you. We'll hang up and listen from the country. This next gen freezes too?
That's interesting. I never thought of having special rules because if someone's bigger or smaller. So
he's
like Aaron Judge. Should he get special rules?
Because it, for the most part.
Because he has a bigger strike zone because he's a bigger human.
He does have a bigger strike zone.
Isn't that weird?
I just think it's tough to compare and contrast and compare and contrast because it's just in basketball, it's only 10 feet. So that you're taller makes you closer to that 10 feet. It's unlike any other sport.
That's interesting. I've never thought because Shaq was bigger, you should be able to jump on him.
You can touch
I feel
go.
Like Shaq did get, I mean, people beat the crap out of Shaq and they wouldn't call it because he was so big.
Right. Yeah. The refs, you know, Donaghy back in the day, you know?
Yeah, no, I know who you're talking about. He's the one that fixed games.
Yeah.
But, no, I think that means the Nuggets can't go. So who out of the West is going to go?
Well, I took my picture this morning because it's so damn confusing with these playing games, but I can break it down each one. You got Thunder. Who the hell are they going to play? Sactown? Yeah. They would play Sacramento. That's a Thunder win that. Dallas and the Clippers, that's a toss-up.
That's a great series.
I could see Dallas winning that.
That's the series of all series in the first round.
Because Luka seems to play better in the playoffs.
Kyrie is
just
balling.
A stone-cold killer.
Balling.
Especially
how's Kawhi's knee?
I don't know. Has it been hurting?
He's been sitting on that bench.
Suns in Minnesota, I think we're thinking too much into that one. Suns just weren't great this year. I followed them all division trying to win it. They didn't even come close. Minnesota, who is their scorers? Conley, who is it?
No, Minnesota has Anthony Edwards, Karl Anthony Towns.
Okay. Towns just never does it big. There's those memes where he waves to the crowd like he's retiring, but he's just leaving the playoffs again. So, I mean, I just think that series ends up being a nothing. It's either OKC, Dallas, or the Nuggets. Nuggets then have a breeze all the way until the Western Conference Finals, and the Thunder will beat up either the Clippers or Dallas, and so then the Nuggets are going to have a breeze until they play, say, the Thunder. And there you go. All you got to do is beat the Thunder in seven games. I think the Nuggets can do it. They got a bench. So give me the Nuggets, and we don't even need to go to the East. I mean, the Celtics play either the Bulls or the Heat, right?
Yeah, and without Jimmy Butler, I mean.
Jimmy Buckets. Oh, the Cleveland and Magic.
Yeah, let me tell you a series I don't want to watch. Cleveland versus the Magic. Don't give a crap.
The Bucks, all right, because
got Giannis
Dame.
Is out.
He is?
Yeah.
How long?
They said at least the first couple games of the series.
Oh, and that's bad. The Bucks and Pacers. Pacers got who? Turner?
Tyrese Halliburton. He balls.
Knicks and Sixers. That'll be a good one.
No, Sixers win that easily.
And Embiid's back now. So
Embiid's back, and freaking Julius Randle's out. It's all about the Sixers winning four.
Who
do
they have? Maxey and Embiid. That's a two-horse
And Tobias
show right
Harris.
There. Yeah, but he's old.
He
man.
Sucks.
Yeah, he can get you 10. One time he randomly got like 30 points three times in a row this year.
Yeah, that's when he told someone to bet the over on him.
Yeah, we refer everything to betting. But yeah, I mean, it's really just going to be a walk for Boston. We just broke down the NBA playoffs in about 2 minutes.
No, that was about 30 minutes of absolute garbage talk. But so we are sticking. I'm switching it.
Go Thunder.
No.
Boston to cover our bases, and I go Nuggets, Boston.
No. Denver can't get back there, right?
But I'm not picking a winner.
I love Denver. They are so good, but they can't go back-to-back. So there has to be – something has to give. Something has to be different. So give me
– Bro, this isn't March Madness. If you're filling this bracket out the way you do that, one game is the March Madness. This crap's seven-game series. The best teams always win a seven-game series.
You're
crap
right.
Can't happen. There can't be random shots, because if there is, wow, then the series will be 4-1. I'm telling you, dude.
Phoenix have enough?
No. I followed them all year. Durant's old as ball. You would think Durant, Beal, and Booker. Dude, they suck.
Defensively, I don't know if they're good enough.
They should have never gotten rid of Dayton. D-Ayton. Whatever's
nice. Oh man, but I like Nurkic down low.
They're outside shooting. Booker, I guess we've just seen, he's just not a proven winner in the playoffs. They had a better team 3 years ago, 2 years right after the pandemic, and they sold. They had a great team, younger. This is an older KD Durantula.
But he's so good. I don't think the Clippers can win, because I mean, one of the three is going to get hurt. Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, or James Harden will be hurt. I don't think they can win it.
Then it's Dallas. It's going to be a Dallas.
I like Dallas's team, but, man, am I ready to put them in the NBA Finals?
You can't. You can't against a well-rounded team. They're going to get past the Nuggets. They're two levels deep. Look at the Nuggets line. I mean,
I love
Jamal Murray's been chilling.
Jamal Murray is so good.
Bro, he's been chilling on the beach for 2 months. He's the most well-rested player in the league right now. They're ready to make a run.
It has to be something different.
Doesn't have to be.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
That's why it's going to be the Phoenix Suns.
No, dude, you might be in trouble first round against Minnesota.
Phoenix versus the Celtics. Celtics win the title.
Okay.
That's it. Celtics are your champs.
All right, well, I got Nuggets. I got Celtics Nuggets. Just like Vegas, I'm going chalk, but give me Nuggets.
Nuggets win it all.
Yeah.
Back to back.
Yeah.
You can't go back to back. We'll be right back.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I never thought I'd take my three young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery. But that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily, as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which has morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ray, have you ever, what recently in your life has given you the most amazing, like, wow moment? Like, this is something so freaking cool.
Sporting event, concert. I'd say a concert, probably.
Because I told you I signed up the boys for T-ball, and I was going to be the coach. And we are been named the Expos. So we are the Expos. And it was Jersey pickup day, Ray.
Not in my country.
It was Jersey pickup day, and the boys were like, Dad, can we come with you to pick up the jerseys? And I'm like, get in the car, boys. Let's go.
We're going to Zazzle.
So we got in the car, buckled them in their seats, turned it on, and we drove. Windows down, said, boys, we're going to get your baseball jerseys. And they're yelling, go Expos, go Expos, go Expos, go Expos, the entire way to the ballpark.
Team doesn't even exist.
The entire way, they're screaming it. And we pull up to their field where they said they're going to be on the picnic table. Look for the people on the picnic table with the jerseys. And there's no one there.
Well timed.
And I look back at the email and it says between 4 and 6 p.m.
That's parents running in 9 different directions at its finest.
And I'm like, well, it's 4:45. They should be here. Oh, have to go to the big field, not the little field. Back in the car, boys.
Boys, it was a tactical error by your dad. Get back to him in here.
Drive a little bit. Go Expos. Go Expos. We get out. There they are. The picnic table with a bunch of boxes and bags waiting for people to come pick up their jerseys.
Who's there waiting? Somebody from Zazzle or who is it?
There was a man and a woman. Don't know them. Never seen them.
They married?
Don't know. Didn't catch their names, Ray. And
you must be my extra large. Come here, buddy.
They said, oh, what team are you? And I said, I'm the, and I hear, Expos! Kids yell it. I don't even get to tell them where the Expos.
I'm Zelensky.
How do you know Zelensky? How do you know Zelensky?
Don't worry about it, dude.
You're watching Survivor? No, his name was Jelensky. Are you really watching Survivor?
No. I was trying to name the Prime Minister of Canada.
Oh.
Because the Expos are Canadian.
Got it.
But it's definitely not Zelensky.
No, I think it's Trudeau.
That's who it is.
Anyway, back to the story. So they're like, oh, you're the Expos. How exciting. And they hand me the bag. It's got the jerseys. They hand me a sleeve of hats.
You got the bag, man.
Got the bag. And my boys are like, Dad, Dada, Dada, can we draw our jersey on right now? Can we put the jersey on right now? And I'm like, yeah, let's see. What number do you want? And I pull it out of the bag. Has their names on the back of them.
So the numbers were already picked for them?
Already picked for them. And so...
Interesting. Why would they, at the level of upper parenting, why would that not have been a choice of number? Kids don't know their numbers very well.
They don't really care about numbers. They're just excited to have a jersey. And when I'm first going through the bag, it's last names. So I pull out the first jersey. I'm like, I don't have a Jackson on my team.
Oh, that's Connor. That's Jackson Holiday. First name.
Well, but then I pull out the next name, and it's like Abernathy. I'm like, we don't have an Abernathy.
Guy for the Cardinals.
Right.
But he was great.
It's when I realize that it's last names. So I go through the jersey. Still not my kids. Still not my kids.
All year, you've just been calling them nicknames?
Yeah, so I get to number 11.
Come here, you little shit.
And it says Box. And my five-year-old's like, Dada, that's the one I want. That's our name. That's our name. That's my jersey. That's my jersey. And he rips off his shirt, flings it. I'm like, bud, why don't you just hand it to me? And he puts that jersey on.
Antonio Brown?
He puts that jersey on, and he's just, I'm number 11. I'm number 11. Next one out of the bag.
Brady's number.
Number 12.
There it is.
Box. The second box boy. And my four-year-old's like, Dada, is that my jersey? Is that my jersey? Is that my... Dada, can I put it on right now? Rips off the shirt. Puts that jersey on. Dada, can we have our hat? Let us have our hat, Dada.
It's called a lid.
They take their hats. They put them on.
Were they a little crooked? They put them behind?
Oh, they put them crooked, and they had it way too big, so it almost covers their eyes.
Ray, you know now they all got pants sagging, hats sideways, gold chains on. What's up, boys?
They are going bananas.
Where's Dad's triple XL?
I am sitting there, and they just take off running.
Around the bases?
No, just around, like, on the outside of the field, going, Expos! 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 And I mean,
you guys are all smoke, man.
I am just like, this moment in history. This is the great, like, they may not turn out to be Major League Baseball players, or they could.
This is the start.
This is the start of their baseball journey. Where is it going to lead them? I have no idea. But the pure excitement.
Is it going to lead them to hate their dad?
The pure excitement that they had from slipping on the jersey for the first time.
Yeah.
Was incredible.
Never forget it. What about the man and woman there? What were they doing this whole
time?
They
were just like, I guess they're pretty excited, huh?
Were they high?
No, they weren't high. And I was like, yeah. And they're like, pretty neat. First time playing? I was like, first time playing. They're like,
no, they played in the womb.
Well, they could have played T-ball last year.
Oh, got it.
And they're running, and then they come back over to the table like, Dada, the Expos won. The Expos won. And I'm like, what? And he goes like, yeah, we just scored 5 points.
I'll be sure to tell him the first game.
And I'm like, all right, dude. And he's like, yeah. So excited.
Let Dad go get us a run.
So then they're like, Dada, did you get a shirt? Did you get a shirt? And I look in there, in the bottom of the bag, says Coach.
Oh, that's our merch.
And I'm number 99.
That's merch idea.
And they're like,
our merch is going to say Coach 99. They're going to get your jersey.
They should.
And we're going to sell merch.
And my boys are like, Dada, put your jersey on. Put your jersey on.
Let me take my shirt off.
So in front of that man and woman, I peeled my shirt off. I put the jersey on.
What, the pineapple?
And they're like, Dada, take our picture. Take our picture. So I took a picture of them. And then they're like, all right, take a picture of all of us. Family photo. Took a picture of us. I'm not very good at the selfie. And the woman's like, do you want me to take it for you? I'm like, oh, would you do that? Take a picture. So we get in the car and we're heading back. And they're like, I can't wait to show mom. She's not going to believe that we got our jerseys. I'm like, well, we just told her we're going to get the jerseys. So I think she's going to believe we got the jerseys.
Hold your excitement. Dad's going to the beer store.
And we go home, and they are just amped. And they're running around the house in their jerseys.
Oh, it's continued.
Dude,
when was the last time you got these kids new clothes, man?
I don't ever buy new clothes.
Jesus.
My 2-year-old has never had a new shirt.
I mean, it sounds like it.
He wears the clothes that his older brothers wore.
That's why he was excited for the clothing.
My 2-year-old does not know what new clothes means.
You see this day one sweatshirt, Ray? It's what he's going to wear when he's 20.
Pretty much. I mean, my poor 2-year-old has no idea what new clothes are. And that's probably bad parenting.
Coach, to each his own, who gives a rip, man. What are you trying to be like the Joneses? No, Ray, they're called the Abernathys.
I know. I'm not like Jerry Jones. I'm not going to promise to double the NIL money for any recruit that comes to Arkansas. He said, any kids that were going to go to Kentucky, if they come to Arkansas, I'll double it.
Well, there you go. And they're back in the news. Just like I said, Calipari in Arkansas ain't leaving my TV for 365. And that's 365 days around the moon, man.
But
we learned
again,
about it, right? Eclipse year. Moon, sun, earth.
But
bitch.
Once again, it doesn't matter. Calipari could always recruit. He wasn't going to have a problem recruiting. It's about coaching. So fine, pay
it's
him all the money you want.
Trying to get him to go to Little Rock.
That's a great point.
Ain't nobody going to that.
A lot of people will go because Calipari's there and the money's there.
It's anyway, not Little Rock. It's Fayetteville. Tricked your ass.
Whatever. Now maybe they're going to Little Rock for a scrimmage.
You're not the sports genius.
I wasn't paying attention. I was too busy talking about the Expos. So.
Oh, this is going to be, I'm going to make sure I tag all our Canada stations.
Yeah.
Dude, this episode is going to be huge in Canada.
It's going to be awesome. So then we're at the house and they're just running around.
They're still partying?
Then here comes the 2-year-old. He goes, where's my shirt? And I've never seen someone look so depressed.
Speak up, kid. What'd you say? I've
never seen a kid be that hurt in my life.
My dirt. There you go. Take the shirt right off my back. Take that.
Because he doesn't have one.
What color is the shirt, man?
It's blue and red.
Okay, go get him one at Wilco.
So I got online. I started trying to find a new one, trying to find one I can order, like a baseball jersey.
Yeah, they're all going to say Galarraga on them.
$50. $50. I ain't paying that. So I emailed the league. I said, hey, got the jerseys. Kids were so excited. Unfortunately, my 2-year-old was really sad. Do you happen to have an extra Expos jersey, or do you have the company I can order one?
And do you have bras for the wife?
And she replied, oh, sorry, I don't see any extras, but I'll try to get you that information about who we get the jerseys from. I'm like, all right, great.
Oh, it was an email.
Yeah. Then they're like, hey, can we call Granny and Grandpa? Can we call Granny and Grandpa so we can show them our jerseys?
No, I don't have any more minutes.
So we FaceTime Granny and Grandpa, show them the jerseys. Then we got to call Didi and Granddad, show them the jerseys. And Granddad texts and goes, the 2-year-old looks really sad when you guys are showing the jerseys.
Pull him off the FaceTime.
And I said,
it's making my wife sad.
I know. I know.
What did you think was going to happen?
Well, I didn't realize it would resonate that much with a 2-year-old.
Hey, your brothers get something cool. You don't. Aha! Party, boys!
I didn't think he would. I didn't think he would care or notice at 2 years old that they're wearing baseball jerseys.
Well, not only did he care and notice, he also said, wait, my dirty.
No, he said, where my third?
I didn't hear you. Speak up, kid. The hell are you saying?
And that's when I got the email.
Oh,
from
another one?
One of the parents that said, hey, we actually signed our kid up for Coach Pitch. I don't know how our name got on your email list. So my son Drexler will not be on your team.
They got a divorce?
No. So they accidentally put Drexler on my roster, and Drexler was supposed to be in Coach Pitch, not in T-ball.
Oh, was Drexler caught gambling?
They didn't say he was banned from the league for life.
He did lose all his milk money, though, so they're investigating it.
So I did walk over to that bag, and there was a Drexler jersey. The 2-year-old is Drexler.
Just because he can't read?
No, because the kid's not on the team, so we had an extra jersey, so he gets to wear a jersey. So he gets a jersey and a hat. dude wears it all the time.
Wait until the brothers tell him that it says Drexler on the back.
Oh, we take pictures and it's like box, box, Drexler. Everywhere we go.
Don't ask your mom. Actually, ask your mom.
That first night, all three of them.
Does he look like you?
Yeah. All three of them slept in their jersey. The five-year-old dad, can I leave my hat in my bed so I know where it is in the morning? Yeah.
Three jerseys and lingerie, boys. This is what I call a Sunday night.
He slept in that jersey. Next morning, put that hat on to eat breakfast. But no more wearing the jersey because he doesn't want to get it dirty.
Man, just like his dad.
The emotion of freaking putting the jersey on.
Jersey
dude.
Day.
Jersey day.
Jersey day!
So, boys and girls, look out because the Expos are coming. We're coming, and we're taking names, and we're kicking ass, and we are excited.
We're going to do a memorabilia break with a jersey.
No, we're not going to do that. All right, that's it. That's all I had for
you. Whoa, I didn't even do a video, man.
Oh.
Well, now we got nothing to video. What did I tell you? The God and prophecy of Brandon O'Brien, you got to do videos every single weekday.
Well,
we did none.
Whose fault is that?
And guess what? I told you, damn, 2,000 views on YouTube were missing. They came up found.
Really?
Fuck yeah, dude. I woke up. It was 900. I was like, hell nah. I knew you. Dude, you're at about 4,000 on that sucker.
Really? They came back?
Yes.
How does that happen?
Dude, it was at 2.6 million thousand. I go to bed, wake up, it's at 900. I said, WTF, I lose a bet, and the day got worse. I kept digging it once I was rock bottom. And then they came back in a week it took them. But now we're close to 4,000 on that video.
Not bad.
Yeah. But now we need another video.
Yeah. Hey, someone said justice for the sore losers. Give them back their views. That was Miguel Villavola 7667.
On YouTube?
Yeah. He commented. All right. Have a good weekend.
Ray, why don't we video me getting hit by a car?
What?
That's a million views.
You know how when I'm dead.
You know how when we pull out of the parking garage, how cars are going to 80?
Yeah.
All it takes is one shoulder. You can veer off to the right. We get that video.
All right, let's go outside and try it. We're out.
All right, I got hit. I'm dead. Dead, Ray. Let's just record this and call it the post show.
You're an idiot. You're an idiot.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce.
Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hey there. I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.